This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the palatial confines of thetruthaboutguns.com is Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief. Good afternoon, sir. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really nice and low-key. And Phil, how was yours?
Very low-key, except I did... I took my grandkids to this petting zoo. Never seen a petting zoo like that. They had a camel. They had a yak. Inexplicably, they had a porcupine that nobody could pet for reasons.
Yeah, you don't really want to pet one of those.
They had kangaroos, and they had a Brahma bull that is, really? you know those Mercedes. Have you ever seen a Brahma bull up close?
I've seen them, but not like within 6 feet.
Yeah. They're about the same size as one of those Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans with the high top on it.
Yes,
this thing is gigantic. So, low-key, yeah, I tried to keep it low-key, but inadvertently I made it high-key, I guess. But that's just me sitting back going there as a 60-something-year-old adult looking, when do we bring porcupines to the petting zoo?
That does seem an odd choice.
Why can't I pet the porcupine?
I saw my first porcupine in the wild here in Texas a few weeks ago and I was dove on it. And that is not something you ever want to touch.
No, I imagine not. But, I mean, even the porcupine, he had like a hammock in his little cage. And he had quills coming through that. And I was just wondering, I wonder what happens if he gets stuck with one of his quills. I wonder how that plays.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's talk about the resident. He's out there, and he in his muddled, demented mind, or maybe somebody's just doing it and telling him he wants to do it. But it's happening under his watch. What has he decided to do about cars?
Well, the Biden administration and the regulatory maniacs that run it are nothing if not consistent. They're See if this sounds familiar. They're taking an example of one idiot who drove over 100 miles an hour on city streets and ended up plowing into a minivan, killing a bunch of people and himself.
Right.
And using that as justification to now propose regulating all drivers. There was a crash in Las Vegas a year or two ago where some idiot was on a couple of different drugs, driving 103 miles an hour, ran a red, T-boned a minivan, and lots of people died. That's awful.
Yeah.
Of course. But the response is almost as bad. What the NTSB now wants to do as a result is install speed limiting devices in all new cars that basically won't allow you to drive over 100 miles an hour anywhere, and I think it will even shut the car down if you speed too often or something like that. you know, and that will excuse me. That will,
if it saves one life.
Yeah, if it saves one life. And it will, God, who knows how many thousands that will add to the average cost of new cars, making car ownership more expensive for everyone. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Sensenbaugh wrote this, you know, couldn't help but draw an obvious parallel. Some idiot does something bad with a gun. One guy in Las Vegas opens fire with a bump stock, and the response, of course, is to outlaw all bump stocks. It's just a symptom of the regulatory overreach that is part of not only the Biden administration, because, of course, the Trump administration is the one that did reacted the way it did, excuse me, to the Las Vegas shooting. Regulators regulate. That's what they do. They want to micromanage every part of our lives everywhere we can. And they think that they can regulate and prohibit their way to some sort of utopian world where everyone is safe, everyone is happy, and nobody breaks any law. And that just will never happen.
Well, see, here's the thing. You cannot regulate idiots. You can't. And anything they do to anything is over. It can be overcome. And them wanting to do this with the new cars, I mean, it's quite evident that they want to have a kill switch for a car, don't they? They want to be able to turn a car off.
Exactly.
This is their version of universal background checks for guns. They want to have it to where they can turn cars off.
Right. They want to be able to regulate you no matter what you do, no matter where you go. If you have a freedom, they want to limit it. And there is no freedom that they think is beyond their reach. Whether it's speech, whether it's guns, obviously nobody has a right to drive, but they want to be able to tell you what kind of cars you can buy, how fast those cars can go, where you can drive them. And if you don't drive them the way they want, they like you, think that it's smart, they want to be able to shut you down.
Right.
And make no mistake, if they could do that with guns, they would do that as well. They could put a kill switch in guns. They do that in a snap.
They want to have universal background checks because then they'd have to impose a registry, because they've already been told that wouldn't work without a registry. So if they impose that to save lives, then they'd have to have that too to save lives. And of course, it's not going to save any lives because, guns are durable goods. And like cars, as Cuba has demonstrated. And eventually somebody's going to, you know, figure ways out to get around all this stuff. But yeah, they is this Pete Buttigieg? Is he the one pushing this one?
I don't know if it's specifically him, but it's the National Transportation Safety Board,
yeah,
which I would assume comes under the Secretary of Transportation.
I would as well.
But yeah, exactly. That's what they want to do. They want to control our lives. They want to micromanage what we do, what we say, what we think, and where we go. And the more we allow it, the more it's going to happen.
Well, the problem with that is this. There's too many gun advocates out there that have gotten so used to the things they do and the details that we'll call this out for what it is. We can diagnose it just by looking at it within 5 minutes, can't we?
Yeah, I mean, we've got decades of experience dealing with this. And they're starting to get pushback on this, too.
You know,
when the NTSB announced this, people started to squawk because people want to be able to buy the cars they want. They like fast cars. People want to be able to do whatever they want in their own car.
Sure. Go where they want, whenever they want, as far as they want. They want to do all that. Anyway. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This is from the truthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan plies his trade 7 days a week, 365 days a year, except when he's low-key on Thanksgiving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And, well, rust is still in the news. The negligent discharge where Alec Baldwin pointed a gun without checking it at somebody and killed him. What's the latest on this thing?
Well, yeah, this is the story that never ends. The latest is the New York Times just sort of noticing that as a result of the incredible negligence in the set of that movie, the movie industry and the television industry, both the entertainment industry, have taken a whole range of different approaches to how they handle guns on sets. Some still continue to use guns. They use the same, and by guns I mean real operable guns.
Sure.
But they use the same standards and safety procedures and that other productions have used for decades and decades and kept everybody safe and everything went well. As some of the armorers they talked to said, there's no reason why conventional firearms can't be used safely on movie sets, and they do. Other productions have outlawed them. Some on their own, some because they're insured.
Right.
I think are probably charging them more if they're using real firearms rather than fakes. And by fakes, some of them are using airsoft guns. Some of them are using blue guns, plastic guns that are right. painted to look real, and then using computer technology to put in the flash and, simulate some sort of recoil slide movement or something like that as well. So it's kind of all over the board, and it's all, again, because of a half-assed operation that was run out in the middle of New Mexico.
Right.
Where they actually allowed live ammo on the set and were reportedly shooting cans off fence posts,
with the prop.
In between shots.
You gotta wonder, prop, it was a real gun. I've spoken with Taron Butler about this because, he's the guy that trains people to be in movies, and he works with the prop masters. And like with John Wick, his handgun, there was always three renditions of each gun that was going to be used. There was one that was going to fire blanks that would only fire blanks.
Mm-hmm.
There was going to be one that was metal, but it was inert, and there was going to be one that was rubber. They all had to look the same, and whenever the prop master always had a master armor on there. So the master armor, when they would be bringing a gun on set, they would announce it. There would be a huddle. They would look at whichever gun it was. They would all sign off and say, "Oh, this is the dead gun that doesn't actually have any moving parts." They would all,
right.
Clap and head for the line of scrimmage and go shoot the scene. And I guess it all comes down to two things. Like, they were doing that in New Mexico probably because they didn't have to use union labor. Would you agree?
I don't know whether these were union people or not. I don't know whether it was obviously some sort of a small, low-budget shoestring operation
right.
that they were doing. The armorer was, I think she was a first-time armorer, or this is her first.
She was the daughter of an armorer. Yeah.
Yes, she was the daughter of an armorer. And this is, I think the first time that she had been the armorer in charge, or whatever they call it, on any kind of production. So there's all kinds of things that converge to make this whole thing go wrong. And I read one thing in this New York Times article that apparently in the gun that Baldwin was holding when he pulled the trigger, there were five fake rounds and one live round. So again, because they had live rounds on the set, sounds like obviously one live round was loaded into that gun, among a bunch of dummy rounds.
Right.
Because they use dummy rounds, rounds that look like real rounds, but of course are plastic. And I guess, when you look at the front of the cylinder of a revolver, you can see the bullets in there. And then, of course, they use blanks, which is just a casing with powder that just goes bang when you pull the trigger. The movie industry is convening some sort of meeting to try to set procedures and standards for this kind of thing. Whether they can mandate that across different productions, I don't know. Maybe that'll, I don't know if that's going to apply only to unionized productions. You think that it's an independent operation can do it the hell at once,
right?
At once,
right?
You know, if you're doing a student film or a low budget film somewhere, so I can't imagine they can mandate all that stuff. But some people are just convinced that they need to use real guns. They quote one armor, so using blank fire enhances the story as a narrative. It provides realism, gives the actor something to respond to. He's the guy who's the armor in the latest Martin Scorsese movie, Killers of Flower Moon.
Right.
And says, if used properly, it's utterly safe. And of course it is. It has been on thousands of productions forever.
Well, you know, they've done this before. After Brandon Lee died on the set of The Crow, they all sat back and said, we got to stop doing this. We can't do this anymore. Because Brandon Lee died from a combination of a blank and a dummy round.
Correct. What they didn't have back then, though, was computers.
Right.
You know, they couldn't simulate it. They couldn't do then what they're able to do now. Of course, that adds expense, I'm sure. It's got to be more expensive to do that simulated fire. Especially, imagine having to put in, you know, the computer simulate something on like a John Wick movie or a John Woo production where people are shooting guns all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that the expense has got to be significant. So, you've got to make cost-benefit judgments there.
Well, it's interesting to see them want to take it up, and they've taken it up more than once. I mean, this is I've looked at six or seven times where actors have been shot on set, and you know, I guess they could go to romantic comedies. anyway, this article, you can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. And I mean, Dan writes, Dan and his crew, they cover everything within the gun culture, everything that touches it, everything that it impacts, everything that impacts it, good, bad, and indifferent. And it updates on a regular basis. I mean, it's going to update two or three times while he and I are sitting here speaking. So thetruthaboutguns.com, go check this one out. There out there trying to solve an issue when, you know, attention to detail matters. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day pause in fighting extension. That's according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Hamas is committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
11 more hostages have been released by Hamas as part of the temporary truce with Israel. None of them were American. U.S. military officials reported that a Navy warship, the USS Mason, faced a missile attack from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen on Sunday. The incident occurred as the Mason responded to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden, whose crew reported being under attack by an unknown entity. Authentic has been selected as Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2023. The online dictionary noted a significant rise in searches for the word throughout the year. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. New York City has 2.2 million Jewish people there, Dan. I think Manhattan alone has that many. And most of them are all anti-gun. Has their world been turned upside down?
Boy, hasn't it. They've gotten a wake-up call since October 7th, and not at least just the attack in Israel, but the even more so the what it's unleashed here and around the world in terms of all kinds of people protesting. In support of the terrorist attacks and chanting, you know, for the river to the sea, and there's only one solution. And a lot of the people that are doing that, most of the people, in fact, that are doing that, are people who they used to think were on the same side they were. Meaning if they were on, they consider themselves on the left, liberals, and you know they may have even marched in like a Black Lives Matter protest and that type of thing. Now some of those same people are revealing themselves to be anti-Semitic, and we're seeing Jewish-owned businesses attacked and synagogues defaced, and it's created a huge sense of cognitive dissonance among a lot of liberal Jewish people in this country. And people they thought were their friends in the past turns out aren't at all. And we noted a CNN article here by a journalist named Amy Klein, who was in New York and was taken to a gun range by a friend of hers. And she wrote kind of a little cri de coeur here about her confusion and how this is changing her entire worldview. And she's hardly alone. A lot of people, a lot of Jewish people in this country have become interested in armed self-defense, who never thought they would be before, and are reassessing some of their politics and who their friends are, and it's been jarring.
I would imagine, you know, among, I mean, I don't know what it is about humans. We always got to have a villain. And with Jewish people, it's the Zionists, right? Except normally with the villains, we always have a ringleader, which I don't know who the Zionist ringleader is. Nobody ever talks about the individuals that are running the Zionist conspiracy. We know who the real villains are. We know who Klaus Schwab is, for example. Right? We know who all the leftists are. Do you think some of these Jewish people in the United States who are leftists and everything else, have they just fallen prey to the same thing everybody else seems to fall prey to, the mainstream media and the constant messaging and all the propaganda and all that other stuff?
I think so. I think there's been a long tradition of people, Jewish people in this country generally being on the left side of the political spectrum, and siding with people they viewed as the downtrodden, and society's victims, if you will, and that type of thing. And now a lot of those people who they supported in the past have turned around and see Jewish people as oppressors. And they've always been convenient targets when times have gotten difficult. It doesn't usually happen when people are prosperous. Whenever, you know, when things are going well and the economy's good and all that, but when things start to go bad, people look around for a scapegoat, and Jewish people have been a frequent target and that kind of thing.
Right.
But it's just interesting to read the reactions here, because she said in part of this, I've lost friends and lost respect for people like my longtime family doctor, who signed an open letter from Columbia University faculty that contained anti-Israel sentiment but failed to condemn Hamas. I can no longer distinguish between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. I find myself essentially fangirling far-right ringers I once eschewed, such as nasally fast-talking Ben Shapiro, who opposes abortion but puts anti-Zionists in their place. So again, a lot of these people are getting so-called red-pilled, it seems.
Right.
By
their heroes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of the people they associated with thought were their friends aren't, and they're having to completely reassess their worldviews, and that can be pretty jarring.
Yeah. Nobody likes to take that step outside their own body and look back and see what they got going on.
Yeah. One thing she writes here is really interesting. She goes, I don't know what it means to be a liberal Jew in America anymore. I don't know what it means to be against gun violence or against people who have guns or just against having playdates at houses to people who own guns, not when those people are all around me and when those are my people. That indicates a pretty profound change of attitude as a result of what's happened in the last 7 or 8 weeks in this country.
Right.
And we'll see. I think Jewish people are only about 2% of the population or something like that. But see how that reflects in the political environment, and maybe even electoral politics.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see this take place. I always knew that all of these leftist policies always have their own way of making their way back against the people that they supposedly support, to bite them eventually. In the case of nobody looks at the Asian people and thinks that basically the same drive that Asians have and the same family values that Asians have, you see in the Jewish community. They're very big family. You know, they keep the family together. They very pro-education. They're very industrious. And they go out there and they can be fairly successful in pretty much anything they choose to be in just because of that drive. It's not conspiratorial. It's a cultural thing.
No, exactly. It's not conspiratorial. It's nothing in their DNA.
Yeah.
It's just a cultural emphasis that has done very good things for them over time.
Despite that, though, they have fallen victim to the propaganda, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, interesting article. That one is one of those thought-provoking things where, thankfully, I don't have to worry about it because I'm just about the Constitution. I don't have to sit back and worry about, have I been fooled or have I been done this? I've already seen the things I've been fooled in, and it won't happen again, I swear to God. This article has been ripped straight off of the pages at thetruthaboutguns.com. And like I said, they cover everything, every avenue, every angle, every part, every detail of what it means to be in the gun culture, what touches the gun culture, what the gun culture touches. It's based on certain polls, apparently there's more voting age adults in the United States now that own guns that don't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and one of Dan's writers that I have not met yet is Jennifer Sensenbaugh, and I've seen her stuff and we've talked about her stuff, but she's got one article here that I find really interesting because it's about her. Is she pretty? How big is she as far as being a human? Is she?
I have not met her in person, so
really?
I don't know how tall, small she is. No, yeah.
Well, she has decided. She has decided to carry a Smith & Wesson M&P 10mm pistol.
Yeah, she is. She's a big gun.
Yeah.
Full-size handgun.
Yeah. She's using a belly band for on body, modular purse for off body, a T-Series open carry holster for the desert, and it's got an optic on it, the primary arms version of the Holosun 507C with a chevron reticle.
Yep.
And she's been doing this for a year.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about the M&P. I have a Poly 80 version of the Glock 10mm. And that is a bigger gun than the standard size Glock. And it could be carried, but it would be noticed more than the standard size Glock. And she's been carrying this gun for a year.
Including off body.
Off body.
She carries it sometimes. She has a purse rig.
Yeah.
You know, where she's got like a Velcro board in there with a holster in there. She's been carrying it that way too. So that's not an easy gun to conceal.
Apparently, she lives in Texas. Does she live in Texas?
No, actually, she lives in New Mexico.
Okay. Do they have open carry in New Mexico?
I believe they do.
Because somebody came riding up on her in her yard while she was doing some yard work to be a tough guy with her, and she turned around and had her Smith & Wesson M&P 10mm on her hip, and he stopped being the tough guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's some shady people in her neighborhood, apparently, she's found that open carrying that while doing yard work and things like that has done good things for her. So, yeah. Apparently, I have not shot the gun. I've shot M&P 2.0s in the past. They're good guns. I like their triggers. They're reliable. A lot of good things about their guns. Apparently, some people have had problems with the 10mm early on in terms of reliability. But it was something that had been fixed with a change of spring,
yeah.
A recoil spring.
Yeah.
And she did that. She put a new Wolf spring in her M&P, and so it was 100% reliable. So it's a combination of poundage on your recoil spring and how strong your ammo is, you know, how snappy your ammo that you're shooting is. And she's found the right combination, and it works very well for her.
Well, I've shot that particular gun. It shoots very nice. It's a pretty soft shooter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's 10 millimeter. That's not much different than shooting 45 or something like that.
Right.
It's basically a 40 millimeter gun. So it's not, it goes, what's notable here is it goes against the grain. You know, everybody these days is carrying micro compact, you know, a 365, a Hellcat, that kind of thing. That's what I carry every day. So when you see a woman carrying, what a lot of people call a big ass gun, like a 10 millimeter M&P, it's unusual, but she's doing it and it works for her, and she's, it's something she really likes, and she's put a good red dot on it, and it's very, very accurate. So.
Well, 10 millimeter, if you can carry it, that is that caliber is that one caliber that will work for anything, whether it's got four legs or two.
Yeah.
You can shoot through windshields with it. You can shoot through doors with it. It will dispatch with the right bullets. It will dispatch a grizzly bear with one shot in the head. So and you can't really go down in size. I have found from the full size gun, because you don't want to go, because otherwise it is just a little too much. Then you're not.
That's going to get pretty snappy.
Yeah. But I think the Glock 10 millimeter, I think shoots softer than the Glock 45 ACP.
I have not shot them, so I can't comment, but doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Like you said, everybody's on that race to the smallest, and she's picked arguably what is the largest of the semi-autos, unless you start getting into the Desert Eagles and the Kunins and the guns like that are just gigantic. Is this a experiment, or is this what she's going to carry?
I think it's a little of both. And you know, you gotta, I applaud her for it. You know, not everybody wants to do this. Like me, I'm lazy. I want to carry something that's easily concealed and lightweight and all that. And this is a gun that probably weighs 50% more than what I carry every day. But she's good with that. And if you are, wonderful. Carry what works for you. And carry the biggest gun with the most capacity you can. That always makes sense. And this wasn't just like a winter carry gun. You know, when you've got, with carrying a lot of clothes, wearing a lot of clothes that you can conceal it with.
Yeah.
She's been carrying year round, winter and summer. And summers in New Mexico are hot. So she made it work for her. For, you know, being a woman, you could do that. You could do this, carry a purse and keep it right there. But if you're a guy, you could do it with a backpack or a man purse or whatever type of bag you want to carry.
Right.
So there's all kinds of ways to do it if you get creative. And she's gotten creative with this thing and made it work for her. And she's found the right gear. That's a lot of the importance too, is finding the right gear, finding a good holster that you know, that's comfortable and works for you. So that's why she has, you know, great things to say about this Black Hawk T series, holster. And she, you know, she used this board, this purse board, you know, and attached I think that might be a crossbreed Velcro holster.
Looks like
inside.
It does.
So, I mean, there's such a variety of gear out there that allows you to customize what you do and how you carry it. It just takes some time and some effort and cash too to find what works for you. But once you do, I mean, use it, stick with it, and do it, because there's something out there for everybody. You just need to take a little time and a little effort and find out what that is.
The only thing about 10 millimeter is with any gun that I carry, I want to have enough magazines that I can go to a class and shoot without having to constantly be sitting down to load the same three magazines over and over again because I'm lazy.
Right.
And right. The other thing is ammo, because 10-millimeter ammo, even today, after while we're not in any sort of a shortage or anything, it is not the cheapest stuff out there. I buy normally, I buy like 100 rounds at a time to go shoot mine.
Yeah.
And I don't shoot it that much, and just because it's just, you know, shooting 9-millimeter is just so much cheaper, but...
Exactly.
So, but that's interesting. Of course, the other thing that's interesting to me is that she picked the M&P. Now, I've heard a lot of people say the M&P is better than the Glock, and I would have to say, ergonomically, that's probably true. But a lot of people now seem to be going to M&P. And I'm surprised. I would have thought they would have gone to FN. Between those two guns, I would have thought they would have gone to FN or SIG.
Yeah, the FN 510, it's great. 10-millimeter gun.
Yeah.
The Glock 10-millimeter, of course, is very good. The Glock doesn't have the replaceable back straps that the M&P does, or the FN does, another gun. And I think the M&P 2.0 trigger is a little better than the Glock trigger. I think the modern Glock, the newest generation of Glock triggers, are very good. I think they're just fine.
Yeah.
I'm not a trigger snob. But yeah, a lot of people like the M&P. They think the ergonomics are better, and I think they probably agree. I shoot the Glock really well. I don't own an M&P, but I've shot it a lot, and they're very good guns. We live in a golden age of handguns.
Oh yeah, there's no bad striker fire guns at all. No,
they really aren't. They're all good. They're all reliable.
And we leave it on that note.
Okay.
All good, all reliable. Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. They cover it all. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.